Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so excited. You know, everybody's battle lately is trying to get those pounds off, and Weight Watchers has always been kind of one of my passions because it doesn't feel like you're on any program, and so I'm really excited. They just came out with their 50th anniversary cookbook, and I have Nancy Gagliardi. She is the VP and editorial director of Weight Watchers and Publishing. We're going to talk to her a little bit about their new addition to all their books that I already have been talking about. So let's welcome Nancy on. Nancy, are you there?
I am, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Weight Watchers, if anybody, tuning in right now on the Kim Pagano Show hasn't experienced them. Or, you know, you guys have done a lot of twists to your diets, correct?
We have over the years, and this is a great time. If you're not familiar with Weight Watchers or you have been in the past and you want to reconnect, now's a great time. It's our 50th year. So we've been doing 5 decades of helping people lose weight, and we wanted to come out with a cookbook that really demonstrated what we're about in terms of food and great recipes. With our 50th anniversary cookbook, we compiled 280 recipes, and we consider these sort of the best of the best. They were the recipes that we heard people loved. They were the recipes that our recipe editors and recipe developers and food editors through the years knew were the best of the best, in the sense of people responded really well to them, and we feel that they really held up through the years. And we compiled them, put them together in this great cookbook, and then did what we do best, which was tweak some of them and give people tons of ideas, package them with tons of ideas that'll help people cook better, eat smarter, and hopefully lose the weight.
I love it. You know, and I'm looking at your book. I thank you so much for one of your books. I think everybody should have one. It's kind of almost like a collector's item, you know? and there's things that, you know, you can get everything online now, but there's nothing like a really good cookbook, you know, that you can kind of touch and go through. And I was looking through it, and oh my gosh, yes, you're right, 280 delicious recipes. But, I mean, there's breakfast, there's lunch, there's dinner, there's pizza. How does that work? I mean, I would love you to explain, you know, what the point, I guess it's the 360 point plus is.
Yes, that's our latest program, and you've made a great point there, Kim. I mean, you can eat whatever you want when you're trying to lose weight.
Yeah, I love that, because once you say, I don't even want to say the word diet, makes me hungry, you know? And it went like, you know, I've never had a weight problem, and now, you know, as the years kind of tick on, you know, and I've got 4 children, and,
right.
You know, it just happens. It's evolution, right, to all of us.
I hear you, and you know, Weight Watchers, also to the point is we really don't consider ourselves a diet. We're really about a lifestyle. We use real food. All these recipes are it's not about like a prepackaged food meal plan you have to buy. All the recipes highlight fresh ingredients. We use some convenience food like canned products in the recipes, but that's just to make it a little bit easier. But we really focus on using the most freshest, wholesome foods, because we really find those are the foods that have the greatest flavor. They're more delicious at the end of the day, which means you're going to be more satiated. So you're not going to be looking for more foods to be eating, and then you'll lose weight. And I just want to talk a little bit about our 360 plan. That's our latest program.
Okay, so we went from, what was your very beginning? Let's start at the very beginning of Weight Watchers.
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot. It was the Weight Watchers plan, probably.
Okay. And then it went to the points, right? Your points plus.
Right. We had a couple in between there. But one thing that is constant through all these Weight Watchers plans is, you know, they've reflected the latest science. We have a great team of experts that are constantly keeping track of, or whether they're even creating, some of the latest science out there. We've done a lot of research. And what we find is we want to make sure that whatever the latest program is, it's reflecting the latest advances in weight loss science and fitness science. So with Weight Watchers 360, I mean, the name says it. This is about Weight Watchers being there for you 24/7. So the plan is still based on points plus values, which means you go to a Weight Watchers meeting or you join Weight Watchers online, you give some information, you are given a certain amount of points plus values you track during the day. And then every food is allotted a points plus value, which is based on a formula of a food's proteins, carbs, fats, and fiber. From there, you choose what you want. I mean, it's up to you to pick and choose.
Such an open plan, which, you know, just gives you so much freedom to eating. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, a peach cobbler, a raspberry peach cobbler, and a banana Foster. How does that work in your plan? Can you not eat anything else the rest of the day, or that's part of it?
No, not at all. I mean, how it works in the plan is it's all about choosing wisely. It's all about making trade-offs. If you want to eat something that's a little bit higher in points plus values, that's okay, because you're just going to balance it out. This is kind of the reality of when.
And that's really life, right? You take the, you know, you have a really good day, and then you got to pick yourself up from a low day. So that's kind of the way I really value the way Weight Watchers, you know, looks at their food and their program. I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3 here on AM 1590 KVTA. And I'm talking right now with Nancy Gagliardi. And is that how I pronounce your name? Did I do
that's
good?
Correct. That's
oh,
great.
Oh, good. Okay. And she is the VP and Editorial Director of Weight Watchers Publishing. And they have their new book out right now. It is 280 delicious recipes for every meal. And I'm talking every meal. I mean, you got it all in there. And it's their 50th anniversary cookbook. It's beautiful. You're going to want to get one. Where do we get them?
Oh, actually available at retailers and online nationwide. And also, too, if your listeners purchase the cookbook before May 5th, they'll get a free one-year subscription to Weight Watchers magazine as well. So, again, more tools to help them get closer to their goals. So I really encourage, you know, your listeners, go out and take a look at this cookbook in bookstores. You know, check it out on Amazon. You'll see that there's something in here for everyone, and the recipes are so doable as well as delicious.
Yeah, and you know, I even just the way that it looks in the book, it's you know, it's really appealing. So I love the way you guys did this. So now, okay, so talk to us. Does it go by if somebody, you know, a woman, ages, you know, I don't know, 30 to 50? Do they have a different point level, or is it about size, or is it about, you know?
Yeah, not about age. It's really individual. So
okay.
You should, if you're interested and any of your listeners are interested, they really need to go to a Weight Watchers meeting or online and get started right away. I mean, what we've seen as well is through the years and with the Weight Watchers program, people's lives have changed so dramatically. So we need to make sure that the program is really reflecting how people's lives have changed. With the recipes, we wanted to make a lot of them very fast. We knew we had to keep that deliciousness factor still there, but we know that a lot of people don't have the time. So many of these recipes can rely on pantry ingredients, and you know, maybe it's just requiring a couple things. So if you run into the supermarket, you can get on the express lane with maybe whether it's, you know, a fresh vegetable that's needed. But a lot of them also rely on ingredients that you can keep in your fridge, you can have in your freezer. What we want to do is the goal of this cookbook, and the goal of all our cookbooks really, is to get people in the kitchen and cooking, because once you're in the kitchen cooking, you're just going to get better at it. You're going to really understand what great food tastes like if you're following our recipes. And then, too, you're going to really get even more adventurous sharing them with your family, because these foods, I mean, you don't have to be making your own food for yourself if you're trying to lose weight. These foods, people love them. Men love them. I'm getting a lot of great commentary, and a lot of magazine readers as well comment on our recipes, male magazine readers. They're really, we see that more and more men are coming to the program. So what I want to do is I really want to encourage your listeners to go out, check out the book, and see if there's something in here for them. I'm sure there is.
Yeah, well, I'm looking right now, pizza margarita. We were just in Italy, and this right here will be my husband's. Like, really? Can we have that?
You know, you can eat pizza dough. You can make pizza. You can eat, to your point, you can eat dessert. I'm actually going to be making the no-bake rhubarb crisp. I'm not the best baker, so I need something that's very fast and easy. And here's the reason I'm making that one. Not only because it's no-bake and it's easy, but because rhubarb season's coming, which means that it's going to be incredibly delicious, incredibly flavorful. And I really am about making great-tasting food, because at the end of the day, I want to eat well, and I want delicious food. So we assume at Weight Watchers, everyone else is like that, too. So
We're there. I'm with you. So tell us what... How easy is no-bake? It's a strawberry rhubarb crisp, right?
Right. It's pretty easy, I have to be honest with you. And it's basically just taking a lot of fresh fruit, the rhubarb, the fresh strawberries. And again, the farmers markets are going to start opening up pretty soon, so this is going to be rhubarb fresh from the farm. You know, what we're including in it is our little tweak to sort of get that crisp is we're having almond biscotti that you're going to be crumbling up. And then it's basically a crisp recipe. You've got some sugar in there. You've got some cornstarch, some lemon zest and ginger, some ground ginger, which I think is just fabulous, and cinnamon. And then here's the kicker, too, to the point of it's not about deprivation. There's unsalted butter to make the crisp, which is what you need kind of to bind it all together. And at Weight Watchers, we're not afraid of butter. We're not afraid of fats. We encourage people, you know, when you find a recipe that you want to have that has this in it and includes it, use it, because you're going to get greater flavor. But the issue, and this is what sets our recipes apart, is it's cutting down on it. Because in most cases, you don't need a lot to get the flavor you need.
Right. Wow. Anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. It's all about adding value every day in every way, and that's what I do here. And I'm speaking with Nancy Gallardi, and she is the VP and Editorial Director of Weight Watchers. And, you know, I mean, really, it makes it sound so easy. I'm also a hair therapist, and so I have seen so many of my clients that, you know, have really kept on your program, and it's so successful. It's a lifestyle. It's not, you know, it's not something that a fad like you were talking about. Now, why does your program differ from so many other programs?
I think that the key difference with us is about the food, because we're talking about real food. It's about psychology and it's about fitness as well. We recognize that your life, and by psychology I mean behaviors, we recognize that your life and losing weight isn't one note. So what we want to do is we want to, in those three areas, give you the best information that we can. Because we really see that it's sort of like those three things, the food, the fitness, and the behaviors, that you really need to think about when you're trying to lose weight and be successful. And I want to encourage people, too, that maybe if you've been on the plan and, you know, you're just like, oh, this is just not working, or it's not, you know, it's just taking so long, hang in there. Because the longer you're on the plan, the longer you're learning the good habits, the longer you're trying to get out and exercise a few minutes more maybe every day and walk a little bit more, the longer you're making more dishes from scratch and cooking, these are going to become habits that will be ingrained in you. Mm-hmm. And this is another thing that with our 360 plan, we're really trying to teach people. It's all about the habits. And the longer it takes, the better it is, actually, because it means you're doing the good habits over and over and over again, and they'll become second nature. So things won't be as tough, or it won't seem as insurmountable as it did before. So that really is a key to Weight Watchers longevity. We're not a quick fix. We're not a magic bullet or a magic pill. We're really saying to people, hey, if you're committed and you're ready to, you know, you take on your weight, take on your health, if you're tired of feeling tired and having no energy, this is really what you need right now. And I really encourage people to go out, pick up the cookbook, take a look at it, and see that, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, it doesn't mean that you can't eat wonderful food.
I love that. You know, now here's a question. Let's go back over to the 360, the Weight Watchers 360. How does that differ from the point program, or is it the same thing as a point program?
Part of it. 360 is really about offering people a lot of services. So you've got your points plus base program, the food plan, if you will. But then we've got all these other offerings. So if you're a person who likes to go to a Weight Watchers meeting, or you want to see real people like face to face, you can go to a Weight Watchers meeting and you're going to have that support. In addition, if you're a person who wants to do it online, for whatever the reason, maybe your lifestyle right now, you can't make it to a meeting, you can do Weight Watchers online. Then we've got a whole slew of apps. We've got our 360 mobile app, which allows you to track. We've got our Snap and Track app, which basically if you're eating out, you can snap a picture of the food you're eating, and the points plus values will go into your tracker.
Oh, wow.
We've also got our kitchen, our iPad companion that basically is a bunch of recipes that you can have on your iPad, so it's right there in the kitchen when you're cooking. We also have two ActiveLink, which this one we're pretty excited about. It's the first fitness monitor that's on the market that translates your activity into points plus values. So if you're on the Weight Watchers plan, you know you're tracking this. The plan really is about offering people options. You've got, if you want a cookbook, we've got the cookbooks. If you want the magazine, we've got the magazine. All of these products that we're offering, we're saying that, you know, these are going to help you be successful as you're managing your points, as you're trying to exercise and just include fitness more in your life, or as you're just trying to change your habits. Our job is really about giving you ideas and making it easier for you.
Weight Watchers has done an amazing job. I mean, really, and you know, I'm one of those that a lot of times I love the motivation because, you know, it's all that positive talk, which that's what I do here on my show, when you go into your meetings. But sometimes if you're so busy, you can do it online. Now, what would you say the biggest difference is? You know, is it just not getting that input of the positive talk? Is it as valuable to be online too?
Well, actually, I'll tell you something. For me personally, the gold standard really is, I mean, if you can go to a meeting, you really, I think having that accountability, having that connection to other like-minded individuals, I think that's great. But having said that, research has shown that when you're putting all these tools into place, so you're going to a Weight Watchers meeting, you're connected online because you're connected into your e-tools, which helps you track as well. These are just elements that are going to make you more likely to get to your goal. Then on top of it, I mean, like, read Weight Watchers magazine. I had the nicest compliment last week from a woman who had picked up the magazine for the first time in a while. She was back on plan. And she just said, she goes, you know, it's just so inspiring. And I felt great, because that's what our goal is.
That's about- I love it. Anybody that's just joining us right now, we're talking with Nancy Gilardi, and she is the editor and director of Weight Watchers. I have one of their Weight Watchers 50th anniversary cookbook. You know, the thing about this is you don't have to be on Weight Watchers to follow these recipes, correct?
Absolutely. All of our cookbooks are like that.
Right. And this cookbook, I mean, it could just be one of your cookbooks for just really healthy eating. Where do we find it?
It's available at retailers and online nationwide. And also, too, if your listeners purchase the cookbook by May 5th, they'll also get a free one-year subscription to Weight Watchers magazine. So I encourage them to take advantage of that.
I want one of those. That's what helps you keep on every month and kind of, see what's going on. Thank you so much, Nancy. I'd love to have you back and talk further. I love the program Weight Watchers, and I love your book.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so excited that you're here. Of course, I want to remind you that I have both of my shows, AM at 6 a.m., Start Your Day in a Positive Way, and then again from 2 to 3. And I'm so excited. Mother's Day is right around the corner.
Yay.
And we are going to be talking with Dana Hilmer, and she is the Lifestyle Mom. In fact, I'm looking at some of our notes here, and we have so many things in common that we think about, and I love that. I'm always adding value every day in every way, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I hope that you stay with us, and I want to give out our number here at 805-419-0008 if you have a comment to add to our conversation. Let's welcome Dana Hilmer. Dana, are you there?
I am here. Thanks, Kim, for having me on your show today.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about it, and happy Mother's Day to you ahead
of
time here.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. So what do we have planned? So basically, now, why do they call you the Lifestyle Mom?
That is what I call myself. It's a website. I also had a radio show for quite a long time, radio podcast that I did. And unfortunately, I'm not doing that anymore at the moment, but I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I love mine too. I know. Yeah. It's just about reaching out to everybody and kind of, giving them a perspective on life and knowing that it's not all easy out there, but just keep going. Right.
And getting a chance to talk to people that are so inspiring and interesting. So my passion is helping women create a life that is fulfilling and healthy and passionate, and to enjoy their family time together and to enjoy their life. I think ultimately you're the better mom if you're also taking care of yourself and if you're thriving. And so all that kind of comes together under the Lifestyle Mom umbrella.
I like it. I like it a lot.
So thank you.
So talk to us a little bit about, so you have three boys, right?
I do.
Okay. I've got four.
Oh, my gosh.
One more on there. I've got two girls, two boys.
Wow. Good for you.
Thanks. And I'm also a hair therapist, and it is about, honoring yourself and taking care of yourself. And, when Mother's Day comes around, I'm like, honey, have any idea what we're going to do? Oh, I know. It was a week away,
Right.
But, so many of us, we have to take care of ourselves, and I love what we're doing here. So you talk about, do you have ideas for Mother's Day?
I do, and I think, it's funny, along the whole notion of taking care of yourself, I think a couple things for your listeners to keep in mind over Mother's Day is I think the two big things are really what it's all about. One, of course, is expressing your love and appreciation. And ideally, if you're with mom, to be able to spend some really nice time with her. The other is don't make your mom have a do list. Mm-hmm. Make sure that she has a do list free day and she will love it. I think in the ideal world, a mom would love to not have dishes or laundry or any of that stuff to do. And if she can spend time with the people that she loves, I think that's really when she's happiest.
So call it a do list free day.
A do list free zone.
I like
yes.
that. Okay.
Exactly. So on behalf of some companies that I'm working with, I'd love to share some ideas
sure.
that range from that experiences you can do together, and also some great gift ideas that really are friendly on the budget.
Okay.
On the experience front, I love going out for a great meal, and I don't know about you, but we used to go out for dinner and stuff all the time before we had kids, and now with three, it's a little bit harder and a bigger deal. And so really to go out and have a fabulous dining experience is really a treat, whether it be for breakfast or for dinner. One restaurant I love to recommend is the Bonefish Grill. And
you know, it's funny. Okay, we were out there. My son Race is out you're out in Florida, correct?
No, I'm actually based in Connecticut, but today I'm in the studio in New York City.
You're all over.
But Florida has a lot of Bonefish Grills.
But I have been to that restaurant, and it's really great. We don't actually have any out here.
Oh, shoot. But you're right. Bonefish Grill, I think there's 50 of them in Florida,
because
that's where they're headquartered. And but what's great is they have almost 200 across the country. So
right. I actually have, for my listeners out here, there's Lures, and that's one of our fish places that sponsors my show.
Okay.
And I would definitely recommend. So it's just good, healthy food.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking at.
Exactly. Good, healthy food, fresh, great fresh seafood, and just a great dining experience. They do have almost 200 locations across the country. So in your case, you don't have them in L.A., but if you wanted to get a gift card for anybody across the country, that's a great option. They do have a program between now and June 16th, kind of taking advantage of that time period of Mother's Day, Father's Day, and graduations, where if you get a $50 gift card, you will get a $10 bonus gift card for yourself. So very nice. It's a great
way
to treat yourself.
What do you have out our way? That's what we need.
So restaurants your way, I can't speak to, unfortunately.
Okay.
I used to live in LA as a kid.
Yeah,
but
what about just spending your day with, just even bringing in food?
You know, bringing in food, I think whatever is easy and allows you to maximize your time together. So if you're bringing in food or if you go for a picnic, maybe the kids organize a picnic for mom. How great would that be?
Yeah, and you want to know, I think that what's interesting and what my children and my husband do is we get all the husbands and fathers in, our little family group, and they take care of it. So one day that we don't do anything.
Love it.
And so I love that. Whether, if somebody doesn't want to cook at home, they can all bring it in, but they, from start to finish.
Love it.
So that's to me something that means a lot to
me. I need for my husband to talk to your husband, I think.
Okay, you got it. Your people talk to my people.
We'll connect you afterwards.
There you go. And I just want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now, one, I'm so glad that you're here. And if you are a mother out there, I wish you a happy Mother's Day. And I hope that you are pampering yourself and treating yourself amazing. We're talking with Dina Helmer right now, and she is a lifestyle mom, along with myself and all our other moms out there, the ones that carry all those balls up in the air. That's what we're kind of talking about, right, is just taking a moment to really honor ourselves. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And, now, Dina, was your mom, did she work and have a career?
My mom did not have a career. She did a little bit of part-time work for a short period of time, but she, I think, made a career, I think, out of really just doing amazing things with our home and amazing meals. So hats off to her. I wish I had half of that talent. So
there you go. And my mom was a full-time, she worked, but she kept our home amazing, too. Mm-hmm. So I've learned, my home beauty, which means so much to me, but yet at the same time, I've never missed one of my kids' things. So I love that. And I think that's so important.
I think you're right. And just being able to juggle it all and figure out what that right mix is for you, I think it's a very personal decision, isn't it? So,
and
what's right for you now might not be what's right for you in 5 years either. It changes.
So true. We're almost empty nesting here. We've got our two young boys, 17 and 18, and they're barely ever home. And so now I'm looking at, our house is a little quiet unless everybody comes home,
Right. And then chaos reigns.
Yeah, exactly.
So now, you know, what are some great gift ideas?
I think one place to start is, you know, obviously listen to her hints that she's dropping. I think a lot of women are really good at that. So, you know, definitely dads and kids out there, make sure you're listening to those hints that she's laying. I think another thing is to think about things that simplify her life and that she will enjoy. And there's one product I want to recommend because I so completely love it and I have it. And I would not say that if I didn't. I just absolutely love it. It's a headset that's a wireless headset. It's put out by LG. It's called their LG Tone Plus Bluetooth stereo headset. And what that means is you have a headset that you put around your neck. It's just very comfortably sits on your shoulders. You don't even know it's there. And it allows you to connect via Bluetooth to your smartphone so you can listen to your music and your books and, of course, talk on the phone all hands-free. And,
wow.
You know, isn't that great? I don't know about you, but I find like whenever a phone call comes in, it's invariably when I'm driving or when I'm trying to cook dinner.
Yes. I mean, and right. You don't want to have your neck cranked over, right?
Exactly. And yeah, we all know what that pain is, right? Exactly. So this allows you to do everything hands-free. And it's such a great device. My 13-year-old.
What's the cost factor on that?
It is $69, and you can find it in
$69.
Yep, and you can find it in Best Buy or a lot of electronic retailers.
Mm. And so it's an LG Bluetooth.
LG Tone Plus Bluetooth stereo headset. Also, it has a noise cancellation technology, and what that means for people that are moms is if you're talking on the phone with somebody, the person you're talking to cannot hear the noisy kids in your background.
that's really good.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
it's helpful.
Okay, I like that. That's a really good one. Okay,
yeah.
Any other?
I do. I have one other idea, and this is free, and it's really just it's a lovely free gift, and it's a gift that gives back. And essentially what it is a program that was put together by Johnson's Baby. It's called their Johnson's Baby Care Card Program. And what it is a program that allows you to send an e-card that's personalized and very, very lovely to the mother or women in your life that are special and also help other moms and children around the country. So here's how it works. What you do is you go to their site, which is johnsonbabycares.com. It goes directly to their Facebook page and it allows you to create the card. It's really easy to do and personalize it. For every card that is sent, shared, or liked, Johnson's Baby is going to donate $1 to Save the Children to help with their early childhood education programs. They're donating up to $150,000. Yeah, it's great. So
I love it when it's a win-win.
Isn't that great? And not everybody's with their moms on Mom's Day. That's the reality. So if you can send her something lovely and then benefit other women as well, it's just truly is a win-win, like you said.
Yeah, I like that. Now, let me ask you, you have a book. Has it already come out?
It did. It came out. It's called Blindsided by a Diaper.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. It's a book it's actually an anthology, and it's about how your relationship with your partner changes after you have kids.
Really?
And yeah, a little bit, right? Especially four.
Oh, God. And then, you know, what's funny is when your kids start coming out, going out of your house, and then all of a sudden you're there again with them, and you're like, now who are you?
Right.
How, you know, you've been so in tune with your children and not your husband.
Right.
So.
And that's something for us all to think about, isn't it, during the whole journey? Because I can see how that happens.
Know, my mom used to say your kids are going to leave you and your husband's going to still hopefully be there. So you need to really, you know, as much as we love our children.
We need to nurture that. And are we giving a gift to our kids, too, to show them a healthy relationship?
Oh, my gosh,
You know, like we start kissing and my kids are like, Mom, get a room. I'm like, you know, the fact that we're kissing, this is good that they see this, you know?
No, it totally is. I agree.
It's
so
great.
What is in your book? So what's it about? I mean, you know, is it funny? Is it,
You know, it's all the above, really. It's funny. It's poignant. I think it's eye-opening. I think it's sometimes sad. I think it's sometimes hilarious and just so joyful. And I think that's really much what the journey of parenthood is, I think, with your partner. So I think it brings out every aspect of how your partnership changes. But I think ultimately what it does is it comes back to the fact that you do it all over again because you are a partnership in the best sense of the world for the best reason in the world. And even though you have your ups and downs and this life is busy and roller coaster-like, the reality is it's the greatest thing in the world, too. So, you know, you kind of go through that journey of the ups and downs, but then ultimately you laugh and you say, we do it all over again.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question. Do you Now, do your children, how old are your kids?
My kids, I've got three boys. So my oldest just turned 13, and I've got an 11 and an 8-year-old boy as well.
Oh, okay. So they still struggle for your time and,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And I feel like we're in the sweet spot. Like, I just want to eat this time up and hold it because I feel like it's 5 years. Like, we're starting to feel like, oh my gosh, we got five summers, you know, all together.
In
you know, you start
joy,
putting that pressure.
Mine are older, two girls that are just engaged right now with amazing men in their lives.
That's great.
Two boys that are 18 and 17, and it feels like my husband and I were talking that it just was a flash.
Right.
And I feel so blessed to have all those amazing times. But for moms out there, you know, when they say they have, you know, homework when they're really young, oh my God, take that vacation.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's when they're older that you need to be there. Who would have said, you know, I was so wanted them to have good grades and all that, and which it's paid off. But those memories of our trips are the bigger
thing. You know, I'm really glad you said that. That was perfect timing for me because for the first time we're thinking about going away over February next year to Denver to go skiing and to see some friends. But this is the first year that our school canceled the February vacation and we just have a long President's Day. And we're kind of thinking, you know, we should just take the week anyway because when else are we going to get a chance to do this? You
know? Enjoy, you know.
It goes so fast.
Yeah.
I'm getting a sense of that. Definitely when the oldest turned 13 this couple weeks ago, I was like, oh my gosh, like already I'm feeling like it's going too fast. So I just want to embrace it.
There you go. Now for moms that, you know, maybe don't have a lot of family around, what would you, you know, say to them? To me, I would probably say like a relaxing afternoon at a spa or a massage, that kind of thing. How about you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's kind of a two-part answer. For in general, in life, if you don't have many family around, I would say create a wonderful support system around you. For me, I don't have my extended family around, and I thought that's what you were asking at first. So I've got this amazing support system of friends and neighbors, and we all help each other.
I
think that's huge.
I say that on my show all the time. Everybody needs their own support.
Right.
You know, of
right.
friends and people that are closest and, you know, that can really
Absolutely.
Back them up on anything that they're going through.
And not to be afraid to ask for help, you know, because I think people are happy when you ask for help. And likewise, you're happy to give it when they ask, you know, so it's really perfect. But as far as Mother's Day goes, I think you're absolutely right. I think if you don't have your family with you on Mother's Day, I think still think of it as, this is my day, darn it, and I'm going to do something really nice. And that would be different for everybody. I mean, I think for me, I would love to wake up late. I would love to go for a wonderful walk by the beach. I would probably still try to meet a girlfriend.
Are you an early bird, first of all?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
No. Okay. I'm forced to be because the kids schedule, but no, I would love to stay up to 1 in the morning and get up at 9. So,
okay, that's your time, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, so I think for each person, that would be a very personal list of things that they'd want to do, right? But just to try to stay away from anything that represents a do list item, and just to treat yourself, whatever that happens to be.
You know, I just want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And of course, I'm a mom, and so we're talking with Dana Hilmer, who is another mom. And I know all my moms out there, I want to wish you a amazing Happy Mother's Day that's coming up here. And we're talking about ideas, how to pamper ourselves, and you know, what are some of your passions, just to kind of, you know, feel for who you are?
Some of my passions, that's a great question. Passions in terms of hobbies, I love biking, I love hiking and skiing, and anything that's outdoors, I think, is when I'm happiest.
Okay.
And I think anytime I have a sense of adventure, so whether that's meeting a new person or going to a new place, I love people. I just find them infinitely fascinating.
And my
kids always feel like, Mom, it takes us forever to get through the grocery store because you talk to everybody. But I just find them so fascinating. I love connecting with people. And I love traveling and exploring the world. So
right.
I think those
so you're kind of an outdoor person.
Yeah, outdoor person and a connector.
Now, do you have a garden?
You know, it's so funny that you asked. We have a big yard. You know, we have an acre, but it's very shaded. So for the first time, we just rented a farm plot where you can rent a 20 by 20 farm plot. Mm-hmm. And we actually are getting it rototilled this weekend. we're gonna try planting a real garden for the first time. So it'll either be wonderfully successful or a total flop, but we are excited.
That's interesting. So in Florida, they rent them?
Yeah, I'm actually based on myself. I'm based out of Connecticut. So we live in an area that's just beautiful, but it's very wooded. And so we have an acre of land, but we don't get enough sun, and we have a lot of trees, so it takes all the root systems and the nutrients, you know, so it's harder to grow you know, vegetables where we are.
Right.
So this just happens to be a neighborhood farm that rents out plots. It's like a community garden type of thing.
What a great idea.
So yeah, so we're gonna do that. We figure we'll learn from the other gardeners there, and we're gonna go for it.
I love it. Yeah. I have my rose garden.
Nice.
And then I have my I have artichokes and Brussels sprouts.
Ooh.
And lettuce and all that. So you will.
Great.
It's a whole other dynamic, I have to tell you.
I'm looking forward to it. We've done
yeah.
a farm share the past couple of years, and I think this will, especially with the kids too, for them to see where the food comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah, the kids
and to get that excitement. Yeah.
There you go. I know. It's
I'm
all about sharing
it.
Those really good times with your children and your family.
Yeah, I'm looking
and kind
for
of leaving legacies for each one of them.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And just
you know,
those little things are great memories. It doesn't need to be the huge trip. It could just be the little thing you do, like you go to the garden or you go after dinner on the weekends, you go for a certain walk. I mean, it could just be those little things, right? It doesn't need to be huge.
Right. And now what was your radio show about?
My radio show was called the Lifestyle Mom Radio Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people I interviewed were women that I think were just so inspiring and really speaking to creating a healthy lifestyle and pursuing your passions.
So very true, very close to what I do here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love, you know, just to learn about everybody's journey, and I love it. I love it. Everybody's got, a journey, and everybody's got
a story.
Great to share.
Yeah, everybody's got a story, and it's a great story.
Okay, so leave us with a couple tips that would really just nail somebody's day to have an amazing Mother's Day.
Oh, gosh, to nail the day, you know, it almost puts pressure on the day, and that's not what you want, right?
You know what? You're absolutely right,
you know,
and that's a big thing. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I think it's really, at the risk of redundancy, I think repeating what I said earlier, and that is kind of pushing the pause button and giving yourself permission to say that this is my day, and I'm going to spend it the way I enjoy. And if you're with your family, do the things with your family you enjoy. If you're not with your family, do what you enjoy. But this is your day, and you can claim it, you know? And I think a lot of times we moms have a hard time slowing down. We don't let go of the do list. We forget that we can take care of ourselves. Take that day and be completely selfish that day.
I like it.
Yeah.
And what will you be doing?
What I hope to have happen, if the weather agrees with us, is I hope to sleep in, go for a wonderful walk with the kids and with my husband. We live pretty close to the beach, and to go out for a fabulous meal.
Mm.
I just really want to have a wonderful meal.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for, talking with us and sharing some great ideas. And I love we both have the same thing. Take back that family time, right?
Yeah.
And really enjoy, get your to-do list. Put it away for that day.
Put it away. It doesn't even exist that day. It'll be waiting for you on Monday.
There you go. I love it. Thank you so
All
much,
right.
Dana.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Debbie, wow. You look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so excited that you're here. Of course, I want to remind you that I have both of my shows, AM at 6 a.m., Start Your Day in a Positive Way, and then again from 2 to 3. And Mandy has put together a 28 Days to the Ultimate Mind Body Makeover. Aren't you all out there loving this and then wanting to know more about it? So it would be awesome just to have, you know, one step every day that can take you there. So let's bring Mandy on. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3. And I'm so glad that you're here with us. Let's bring Mandy on. Mandy, are you there?
I am, Kim. Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm really excited to hear about your new book. And I actually got the book, but I guess you have a DVD too, right?
I do have a DVD, yes, which is actually, it's called Yogalosophy as well. And it's a hybrid routine, which pairs a traditional yoga pose with a toning exercise so that you get kind of a yoga workout.
Wow. So you, here's a question. To start off with, let all my listeners know a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, what do you want to know?
Well, how did you start your,
is
this part of your routine every day?
Got it. How did I start? Well, you know, I grew up in Los Angeles to a body-obsessed father, and I basically started practicing yoga alongside him to try to get his attention. And it actually turned into something that I was good at, and I always practiced yoga, but I never thought of teaching it. I also, at a certain point, about 20 years ago, I was a spinning instructor. I became a spinning instructor, so I started off as an indoor cycling instructor, and I segued into teaching yoga, much to my surprise. And so a lot of celebrities started working with me, and I became famous for being a yoga instructor, which is kind of like being born, you know, to a preacher, and I'm a preacher's daughter, and all of a sudden here I am teaching what he taught me.
There you go. Isn't that, I love that. I'm looking at your website here, and I know that you've been on Ricky, you're all over the place. So what is so special about what you do?
That's a great question. I have a very lighthearted approach, and you know, it's so weird to talk about yourself like that, but you know, I think that I'm accessible. You know, I'm on the journey as well. And so I'm not sitting here giving you this lofty, I'm not taking a lofty approach to it. So I make yoga very accessible. It's kind of like, we'll just try it out together. And because I know that when I was a child, it was very intimidating for me. And so I like the friendly approach. So that might be part of it. And I also have a lot of energy. I'm not the most patient person in the world. I'm not the purist in the world. And so I understand being impatient and having to actually practice the yoga for my own personal reasons. So I think that I understand that aspect of it. So when people are not in the best place, I think I know how to bring them there. And also I like to have a good time, you know, I like to have fun.
Now, you know, your book is all about 28 days. So take us through the beginning of your book. Is it about really eating and the food that we eat, or is it about exercising, or is it really about your mind and your soul?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first, I think that the most important thing is the intention and the mentality that we have. I think that phrase that is on the cover of my book that I use, which is having the body you want begins with loving the body you have, is really the point of the book, which is, you know, before we decide, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I think that we have to really take
acceptance,
exactly.
Yeah, I love that you say that, Mandy, because I'm a hair therapist, and I'm all about, we've been given hair. There's people, you know, that are going through chemo and they don't have hair. This is what we have. Why not make it our best?
And you know
and
what?
I think that's the same philosophy that you're going with.
And not only, I mean, even though this is not my thing, but the hair thing, you know, I have curly hair and I have a lot of curly hair. When I was a kid, I really used to hate my hair.
A lot of people, I actually specialize in curly hair. And so many people come in. I just had a client yesterday come in and she's like, I'm like, oh my God, honor your hair. I love it. Let me give you products that will make you love it. And she walked out and she was like, oh my gosh, this is so much better.
Right. And that's exactly it. I mean, I'm this, like you just said it. And for me, it's the same way with our bodies. It's like, you know, yes, Jennifer Aniston, you know, yeah, but you know what? You have a body that is amazing and that is an amazing gift. And you don't have to look like that. You can actually start to move your body and appreciate your body as is. And then as a result of that, you know, when you start to really accept yourself and go, okay, this is what I've got. I'm going to take care of what I've got. Then, you know, what starts to happen is that you start to treat your body well, you start to make better choices, better food choices, and also start to move the body, because obviously if we have such an amazing gift, I mean, our bodies are designed to move.
Right.
Your body actually loves that. Kind of like, you know, if you have a little dog, you know, when you take your dog out for a walk, how excited it gets.
Right.
That's like your body wants to do that.
That sounds so refreshing. I love that. I'm so, you know, I wouldn't call myself natural but I have learned to honor what we've been given.
Yes.
And so many people think that the grass is greener on the other side, and always looking at, you know, their friends. Oh, God, if I could have that. Oh, my gosh. You know,
yes.
You never know what else is over there. And my grandmother used to say, is everybody put their problems on the table, everybody would pull their own ones out.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and so I love that. I just want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now, I'm so glad that you are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, and here on AM 1590, we're talking with Mandy Ingber. Did I say that right?
You did.
Oh, good. Okay. And you know what? I love it. She's so in line with how I think. You already have a perfect body.
That's right. So let's celebrate that. So let's celebrate that. And that is really what the book is about. And so basically the 28 days is a goal, you know, to have, just so that you have a goal. And, you know, that whole thing of, it's not really, it's about, we set ourselves a goal so that we can have the journey along the way. So this is really about like accepting ourselves through that journey too, because when you are on a journey, there are days when you want to quit, and there are days when you are feeling awesome. And so I've designed this book so that we can have inspirations to move us through the difficulty. For instance, when I always remind my students and I remind myself that when I want to quit, you know, when I want to give up, that is actually the moment when my body is starting to make a change.
Interesting.
Right. So we're actually going for that feeling. Like, wanting to quit is a good indicator that you're about to make a breakthrough. You're about to have a breakthrough. So I like to embrace all of the process.
Mm.
And so I frame it in that way. You know, I have intentions each day of the 28 days. And there are different yoga poses. Each day actually has an intention and a yoga pose to represent it, a recipe, cardiovascular activity, journal questions, and each day is like a daily gratitude list, and other extra credit activities.
Well, I'm so in line. I'm so excited to try your thing, because that is, I'm all about, you know, I start my day in a positive way, and then you always, you know, if you're having one of your bad days, I mean, I tell this to my listeners all the time, if you're having a bad day, start with your gratitude list, you know? I mean, we have so much more than half the people out there that are having a really bad day, you
That's
know?
Right. And in terms of the body, you know, if you can move your body, you have a great body, you know?
Mm.
Like just whatever you do have, like focusing on those things.
Right. So talk to us about, okay, so how to use this book, and you actually have it in there. So, you know, I'm looking through here, and say you go to your first day. Do you have to know yoga?
I hope not. I hope that this is for everybody. I mean, I want to be the person that, you know, I want to be the de-virginizer, you know, the one that introduces people to the yoga. That's what I have done, actually, with, you know, like, for instance, with Jennifer Aniston. You know, I was the one that actually turned her on to yoga. She was not, she thought it was too slow. She thought it was too hard. And I was like, okay, well, let's just try it my way here. And she liked it. So I'm hoping that this is for everybody. Of course, there are poses in here, I just, you know, I have to say, where I'm just showing off, you know. I've been doing this for 40 years. Of course, I can do some of these poses. But what I would like to say is that yoga is about process and intention, and it's not about the goal. So you might see a pose in the book that you can't do. And what I suggest is to find the modification, which I have some of them in my book. Find the modification for the pose and do the pose to the best of your ability by connecting with the feeling instead of what it looks like. And you know, so that would be what I would say for somebody who's just starting, is to be very patient with yourself, and you will get there. You just, it's if it's unfamiliar, it's just something that you know, we all get there through practice.
Mandy, how do you eat? I mean, I'm looking at your food plan here, and you talk about option A is clean, B is lean, and option C is green. talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, I chose three different options because I personally don't like to follow one thing all the time. And so I wanted to give people an opportunity to choose the one that would work for them. One of them is for the omnivore, so the meat eater, you know, so I'm not saying, hey, you have to not do this or not do that. Another option is for people who still want to eat dairy and, you know, dairy and eggs. And then the last option is a vegan option, which I included because not only for people that are vegan but for people who want to try it, because it's kind of like, it's trendy now, you know, vegan is trending.
Right.
So, you know, you kind of want to give people that option to see, ooh, I can do this. But really the diet, the meal plans, there are three meal plans. It comes with a grocery list. It comes with, you know, like there's sort of a sample week with recipes. And I just wanted to offer people several of the options that I have tried. There are many, many ways of eating out there. And generally, if you just pick one way that is a little restrictive, you will lose weight. It's really just about being more mindful of what you're putting into your body. So it's about having choices. And that's really my main intention with the meal plans, is not to say you can't eat this, you can't eat that. It's really about, let me think about what I'm putting into my body before I put it into my body.
Okay. You even have your own little playlist here.
I do, because, yes, I do. Yeah, the playlists are, actually I have them all on my website as well. So if you like my playlists, you can go onto my website and click through and actually download them through iTunes.
Is that what starts you up?
Yeah, well,
okay.
I like to, you know, music is so motivating. It is so emotional.
I totally agree, yeah.
Right? It brings us all together, right?
It does. There's something about music that it's just universal.
It is. It's universal, and it connects us. And so for me, like when I listen to a song that connects me with my emotions, you know, that's emotion is energy in motion, right? Like, so we want to get connected to our emotions, and then we become motivated to move.
Right. Now, you also talk about extra credit. You give extra credit, so create a vision board. I love that. I've done that with my listeners, too. And I think that's so, you know, it's really like concrete, setting in definite impression, right?
Yes, definitely. When you give yourself visuals, you know, the eye likes to be able to see, you know, something like where it's going. And when you give yourself visual images of what you want to create for yourself, it's amazing how, on a very subliminal level, that just sort of sinks in. And I like to put, I actually have a yoga mat that has my vision board on it.
Oh my gosh! Now, how did you do that?
That was actually through a company. But I also suggest putting your vision board where you're working out, so that it can just be there. It's very inspiring and motivating, and you know, your body will sort of absorb that subliminally.
I like that a lot. Anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and every Saturday from 6 to 7, and I know that's early, but that's when we wake up and start your day in a positive way. And also, again, from 2 to 3, if you didn't catch us in the morning. And right now, we're talking with Mandy Ingber. That's hard to say, huh?
I want to give your mouth a workout as well as your body and your mind.
I guess so. Oh, gosh. All right. And her new book is Yogalosophy. Okay, there's another one. Right?
I told you.
Say it
there's
again.
There's the tongue, Yogalosophy.
Yogalosophy.
We want it all.
You know what? She honors the body that you already have. And that's what my whole show is about, is honoring our journey and being our best. With whatever our day presents to us is really, you know, life is hard. There's no getting around that. But, gosh, just honor it and enjoy it, because this is all about our journey right now. And I love this. You know, I would love to have you back and talk a little bit further. Give us some key tips that I can leave my listeners with that are going to really start to change their day in a positive way.
Okay. Well, like my number one tip is, you know, the start where you are, love your body as is. So obviously the gratitude list is great for that. Just, you know, taking time to set intention for yourself, decide how you want to feel in your body. Focus on something that's like, you know, I want to feel like the spaciousness in my body, you know, or I want to notice my heart all day today. So that's one thing. The second thing is move your body. So celebrate your body. So you want to take time, you want to set aside a place to do your practice or where you're going to exercise. You want to set aside some time for yourself and know that this is your time with you. So it's almost like making a date with yourself, developing a relationship to your body.
You know, that's another thing that I always say is, you know, my mom, I love my mom, and she'll say, where are you? What are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm having a date. And she's like, who are you with? And I go, me, myself, and I.
There you
know,
go.
I am my best friend. If you aren't, I have four beautiful children. But in order for me to be my best, I have to love who I am.
Exactly. And they
and
will,
so
you know, they
many
will
of us have had a hard time doing that.
Absolutely. I think that we're taught that being selfish is not a good thing. And I think that being selfish actually is good. And I, you know, my mother was completely selfless. And although I love her dearly, I need to see the example. I know that when I watched my father taking care of himself, it was a good example for me taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think remembering that when you take the time for yourself, that's actually for your children too, to
there
see.
There you go. Mandy, do you have children?
I don't have children. My students are my children. Actually,
I'm
my own child is what I always tell people.
So you get to really take care of yourself. You know, I'm looking at one of your recipes in here, Mandalay Mini Vacay. Talk to us about that.
Well, that was actually one of Justin Thoreau, who I don't know if you know who he is, but he is Jennifer Aniston's fiance. He actually made me this snack, this treat, this pick me up at the end of the day, and I asked him if I could use it in my book, and he said yes. And
my gosh.
I love it because it's you know, it's got sliced apples, which, yeah, you know, nature's candy.
Yeah.
With cinnamon and cayenne, and then a little bit of goji berries. A little bit, which are antioxidants.
Now, what are goji berries?
That's a good question. I think that's the hardest question you've asked me so far.
I know. I've never heard of goji berries.
We have to Google this because I can't tell you what a goji berry is. I know what it looks like.
Okay.
It's like a dried. It's like a raisin, but not.
Oh, okay.
And they're telling me I have to wrap it up. So what I'm going to tell you is get the book.
Let's do really quick. Apple. The thing that's in here is dark chocolate. I love it.
Where
do we find your book?
You can find my book and the rest of this recipe on Amazon.com, on my website, MandyEngber.com, all places where books are sold. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Love to talk to you again.
Thanks for tuning in to the 2 o'clock edition of the Kim Pagano Show on 1590 KVTA. Kim will be back next week with her two shows at 6 in the morning and at 2 in the afternoon. On News Talk 1590 KVTA, it's the Kim Pagano Show at 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. Saturdays.